Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for the public to comment on any matters that are not on the agenda. Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner, Associate Commissioners. My name is Matt Hull, as many of you know. I'm here representing Mr. A.W. Williams, whose case was heard before you last month. We are asking the Commission to reconsider its decision to revoke Mr. Williams' license for a period of 6 months starting at the beginning of the 2019 oyster season and to impose a concurrent 5-year probation on him. I did send the Commission a letter yesterday, and I do apologize that
it's okay, and it was distributed to all the Commission members yesterday as well.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
And I will apologize to the Commissioners as well for the late hour of that letter. I did get it to you as soon as I could get it drafted after being retained by Mr. Williams. The basis of that, of the request, is really there are three of them. The first is probably the most serious, and it deals with the distribution of evidence prior to the hearing in this matter. As many of you undoubtedly know, a person has a property right in their fishing licenses, and so they have a right to due process before they are deprived of those licenses. And I believe that Mr. Williams's right to due process was violated here by that distribution of evidence prior to the hearing. A component of the right to due process is the right to a neutral decision maker. And sort of the formulation or classic formulation of that right is the right to have your case heard before a person who is not predisposed to rule against you. Now, in this matter, each of the commissioners were given, essentially, or it's my understanding that each of the commissioners, associate commissioners, were given the entirety of the staff's case against Mr. Williams before the hearing. Mr. Williams was not given any opportunity to challenge any of the evidence that was presented to you before it was distributed, nor was Mr. Williams given an opportunity to present his side of the story to be distributed to the commission before the hearing. So when the commission read that information, I'm sure, it's only natural that it would have credited it as being true, and it would have sort of cemented in its head that Mr. Williams did commit the offenses with which he was charged, and that there was no really mitigating circumstances there. And also, the information that was distributed contained a recommended sanction based on the commission's guidelines. And I'm sure when the commissioners reviewed that, as I did when I reviewed it, I had an opinion about whether that sanction was correct or not. It really never entered my head, and I'm sure it probably didn't enter into any commissioner's head, that maybe no sanction was appropriate in this case. And I can think of really no better example of a prejudged case than that. Now, as if that weren't bad enough, the information that was distributed to the commissioners before the hearing included inadmissible evidence. Chief among inadmissible information was my client's convictions for the offenses with which he was charged. Now, the commission in formal hearings, like a license revocation proceeding, is bound by the rules of evidence, the normal rules of evidence the code stipulates. And among the normal rules of evidence in a civil case is that a conviction, number one, is not a sort of a binding finding in the civil case, nor can the conviction be used as evidence in the subsequent civil case. Now, there are some exceptions to that, as I'm sure Mr. Zijon knows at least, for guilty pleas, nolo pleas, which can be admitted into evidence because of the it's really an extension of an admission rule called the party admission rule. And in addition, there are some statutes that make a criminal conviction an element of the offense. And an example of that is within the commission's own code, which is 282-528. It says that a person's licenses can be revoked upon a conviction for certain offenses that qualify for certain or meet certain elements. But that's not 282-232, which is the statute that the commission proceeded under here. It speaks in terms of violations of the relevant subtitle. So what the commission is supposed to do is take testimony and make its own finding based on the facts that it finds about whether a violation has been established. It is not supposed to rely on the criminal conviction or the record from the criminal court to make that determination. The next bit of inadmissible evidence that was included was in the officer's testimony pertaining to the taking oysters from condemned waters charge. And in that recitation, the officer testified, or at least he wrote in his written testimony, that he had previously testified about the marking of the area during the criminal trial. Now, that constitutes hearsay evidence. The prohibition is, and hearsay is, that out-of-court statements, or in this case, out-of-commission statements that are made, that are being admitted for the truth of the matter asserted, are not admissible. And that's exactly what the officer was doing here. He was admitting his own previous testimony, which generally is not admissible unless the party is not available, which, given he was testifying, he was available. So that should not have been included. And the final area has to do with the evidentiary support for the commission's decision. As many of the commissioners know, in order to make a revocation or revoke a person's licenses, the commission has to find under 28.2-232 that a person violated a provision of the fisheries subtitle of Title 28.2. Now, the basis for the finding in this case were two charges. One was a regulation, and the other was a violation of 28.2-810, which is taking oysters from condemned waters. The violation of the regulation cannot serve as the basis for a revocation decision. As I just mentioned, 28.2-232 lays out in very clear detail that it must be a violation of a provision of the subtitle when, in other words, it must be a violation of a statute that is within that subtitle. When the commission, or when the General Assembly wants to authorize the commission to revoke licenses for the violation of regulation, it knows how to do so. And another example of that is 28.2-528, where it talks about convictions for any offense that qualifies. So it could be a statute, could be a regulation. In addition, 28.2-903, which sets forth the criminal penalty for violations of statutes and regulations, makes very clear that the General Assembly knows how to call a regulation and a statute when it wants to. It didn't do so here in 28.2-232. So the only real offense that he committed that could have served as the basis for his revocation was this 28.2-810 charge, which is oystering from or in condemned waters. And in this case, Your Honor, the evidence just doesn't establish that he was guilty of that. As the officer admitted in his testimony, the area from which Mr. Williams was taking oysters on that day was not marked. And the code is very clear that before an area is considered condemned, and this is set forth in 28.2-807, which is labeled, among other things, procedure for condemning these areas, states the commissioner of VMRC shall erect markers or signs designating condemned areas. So this is not a may or should, it's a shall. It's a command. You're supposed to erect markers. And again, by the commission's own evidence, no marker was erected here. So, Your Honor, for these reasons, we would ask that the commission reconsider its decision and reverse it. Barring that, we would ask that the commission agree to a rehearing of Mr. Williams's case at the June meeting, because Mr. Williams is scheduled to have a surgery on his shoulder in late May. And barring that, I would ask that the commission agree to make my letter and the essentially this hearing an extension of the previous hearing and a part of the record in that case.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions? gentlemen. It's a pleasure of the commission. Is there a motion? There is no motion, so therefore any of your requests failed.
Understood. If I may make one other point, sir.
Yes, sir.
This morning, a similar case was heard. It was the case of Kenneth Powell. And in fact, during the course of that hearing, you noted that it was very similar to the case that was heard last week, which was Mr. Williams's case. And in that case, the commission imposed a 2-year probation, whereas in this case, Mr. Williams has been sacked with a 6-month revocation plus a concurrent 5-year probation. As a general matter, the commission is supposed to have really sort of a same inputs, same outputs type idea. And that's not the case here. The punishment that was imposed on Mr. Williams is greatly out of proportion of what was imposed on Mr. Powell. And so for that reason, I would again ask for the commission to reconsider its decision.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.